Okay. Could have a seat, sir. All right, your next question.
Mr. Depp, I'd like to just briefly go through the security personnel that you just listed out before we took a break. How long has Leonard Damian been with you?
My kids are now 20, 23. Leonard Damian's been with me, I believe, roughly the same time as Mr. Bett, somewhere in the neighborhood of 16, 17 years. I can't be precise, but they were very young. My children were very young when they joined the team, which was really after Pirates was released in 2003, the first.
Now, you mentioned your children. What is Mr. Damian's role with respect to your children's security?
Excuse me?
You mentioned your children.
Yes.
With respect to Leonard Damian. Is his role in connection with your children's security?
Yes, very much so. Leonard, Leonard Damian and Sean Bett for quite a while were both sort of assigned, as it were, to my kids, taking them to school, picking them up from school if Vanessa and I were unable to do it, or even if we were there, we would drive with them to take the kids to school. And over the years, obviously, your children, my children have taken quite a shine to them, and they've become like another set of parents in a way.
And how long has Travis McGivern been with you?
Travis, I believe, a little bit less than that, I believe. I couldn't really speculate. If it's a little less, maybe it's 13 years, or I don't know.
Now, you mentioned that you had to bring on additional security after Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes.
How has the fame associated with that franchise affected your personal relationships?
Again, I would never complain about the repercussions, let's say, the repercussions of the success of that film. But of course, as I said, there are sacrifices that one has to make, sacrifices that you're not nearly ready for. Just simply when you check into when you go to a town or you go on a press tour or something and you're staying in a hotel, people stay in hotels all the time. I stay in the hotel. We've found that it's just a lot easier if I stay put in a hotel and not kind of, again, especially if it's with the kids or something, I don't want them to, I've never wanted them to see me as a novelty. I just wanted to be dad. You know, now they're well aware of a lot, and they're well aware of pretty much everything. But no, you know, when you get recognized wherever you go, the basic truth is it's pretty simple. People are generally kind and curious, and if they've grown up with you in their living room, from a television series or from various films that they've seen, there's nothing menacing about being recognized. Sometimes there can be. Sometimes people can get weird, but we've found that it's better all around if I stay in my hotel room and don't go out to too many restaurants or anything, because it generally causes a bit of a hubbub. If you go to a restaurant, someone calls the paparazzi, and you go in for a meal, and you come out, and there's 30 guys out there. It can be a little overwhelming. It's not something. I think I said it before. It's not something it's not something that I've ever gotten used to, and it's something that I hope I never get used to. Because I don't think of myself in those terms. I used to be, Johnny, if that makes sense. I used to be Johnny, and then my name, full name, which I honestly find still, it's difficult, it's uncomfortable to say my own name, because when I say it, I hear the commodity, I hear the product. So I went from Johnny to Johnny Depp, and then that name, with that name, Johnny Depp, and some image was cultivated, certainly not by me, but the media, especially in those days, they must label you. They have to give you a label. And labels are one of the things that I've fought vigorously with regard to my work. I never wanted to be the poster boy. I never wanted to be the. I don't have, I'm not built with that kind of hubris. I don't have that kind of confidence. I can do virtually anything playing a character. I can become the character in my work, and that character may be able to, he may be able to spit out 100 words a minute, but me, myself, Johnny, cannot. So therein lies the difference, you know.
Mr. Depp, other than acting, what other artistic pursuits do you have that may be a little less known to the general public?
Well, I've remained a musician.